Okay, this I've got to share with you. The last few episodes, we've been talking about the thick clouds that sing. They sing about the darkness and the concealment of Hashem, and it was so apt for Tisha B'Av. But straight after the song of the thick clouds, there's another one of clouds, and it says, "Anane kavod, omrim, the clouds of glory." They say whatever those clouds of glory are. Also, when it is clear, he will make the clouds thick. Yofit anan oiroi, and his light, or he spreads out as rain clouds. Now, we've mentioned this in passing once before when we were discussing the merit of. In whose merit, rather, these clouds of glory came. They came in Aaron HaKohen's merit. Just like the Mon was in Moshe's merit and the well was in Miriam's merit, the clouds of glory, the Ananya Kov, were in Aaron's merit. And actually, we said that an incredible, incredible idea. You may remember that the water vapor that was formed when people speak to each other, Aaron encouraged people to speak nicely to each other. We don't need to go over all of that now, but the concept of positive speech and Ahavas Chinam, which is the antidote to everything on Tisha B'Av, of Sinas Chinam, that is the Ananiya Kovid. And that protects us and that protected the Jewish people in the Midbar from the harmful heat of negativity. Aaron HaKohen, who actually died on Rosh Chodesh Av, his protection remains if we take on his attributes of Ahavas Chinam, of positive speech, and then you get the life-giving rains. Now, if there was anything positive from clouds that we've been trying to say over the last few sessions, this is it. And this is just mind-blowing because we said the clouds, on the one hand, might seem this negative symbol, but we've said and reiterated again and again that it's life-giving. Ananias are covered, and clouds, of course, cover. And covering is also an idea that of covering embarrassment, covering up negativity. That doesn't mean that you're hiding in a way like the Kamsa and Bar Kamsa story that we mentioned, but actually covering as in removing it by being positive. That's why it's so perfect. The day after Tisha B'Av, which is today, this year happens to be Erev Shabbos. Of Shabbos Nachamu, which means to comfort. And because when we cry, we don't cry out of grief and despair. We cry in hope. And we cry about what was lost because we hope to regain it. And you know, this really struck me really just before Tisha B'Av, in our last mouthful of food, we dipped an egg in ash. And it occurred to me, egg is a universal symbol like lentils in Judaism as well, but it's a symbol of life, not just because for the circular idea, but what an egg actually is. It's a symbol of birth and rebirth, and we're dipping it in ashes, which is a symbol of death. And we're actually saying, even though it looks as though it's all over, it's not over. There is hope for the future. Now, I'm going to bring up something that I spoke a long time ago that I saw. It's an incredible Gemara, which I've alluded to and brought a number of times. And it's the one in Bechoros where Rabbi Shur ben Chananya has a debate with the wise men of Athens. The pinnacle of wisdom in human terms was the ancient Greek philosophers, and the Romans kind of subsumed that into their culture. And they had an exchange with Rabbi Shur ben Chananya, and it's worth a look at in its own right. But this is the one of the elements, and we spoke about the discussion between the Pope and the Jew about enigmatic conversation. This seems a little bit like it. Probably this is the source of all those jokes, but this is not a joke. One of the questions that the Athenians asked Rabbi Shur ben Chananya, and seems to be that the Greek authorities accepted his answer, and that's key. They showed Rabbi Shua two eggs, and they said, which of the eggs is from a white hen, and which of these eggs came from a black hen? Which, obviously, how can you possibly know? What was Rabbi Shua's answer? Typical for a Jewish response. Maybe this is the kind of source for such a thing. He took out two pieces of cheese, and he said, which of these pieces of cheese was from a white goat, and which was from a black goat? And the wise men of Athens had no answer, and they moved on to something else. You know, what kind of an answer is this? Is this they must have accepted it. So what's going on over here? So I did a little bit of research. The Maharshal, amongst others, who has the most incredible insights into this Gemara, points this out. The incubation period for an egg, and I checked this up on the official farming website. Yes, maybe sad, I know. It tells us that there are 21 days on average needed, required for an egg to incubate before it hatches. The 21 days should not escape us in terms of its significance. That's 3 weeks. We've just finished a period of 3 weeks, Shivat Batamas to Tisha B'Av. And those are 21 days, apparently, of tragedy. There's another question they ask about the soul of a chicken. Where does it leave? And Rabbi Shua has his own response. So for another time, Rabbi Shua also knew what they were getting at, because they took two eggs out. There's another period of 3 weeks, which my Rebbe Rav Moshe used to talk about, and you can see more on Rabbi YY talks about it on one of the Chabad websites. But Rav Moshe used to talk about the fact that the other 21 day period, 3 weeks period, begins on Rosh Hashanah and ends with Shemini Atzeres, or rather Hoshana Rabbah, which is the 21st day. And those two periods of 3 weeks couldn't be more opposite, you would think. One culminates in Tisha B'Av, which is the sad, sad period, and one of them is a Yom Kippur detail. One is telling us that there is holiness and purity. And the Athenians said, you can't see the difference between the two eggs. At the end of the day, you may have 21 days, which you know, you go through this period of celebration in Sukkot and joy, etc. You've got the same amount of time and mourning. So it's just hopeless, as Athenian thought. The dreaded night, the dreaded grave will just grab you. There's absolutely no point. What is the point of all of this? And therefore, there's no point in the Jewish people continuing what they do. So what was he going to answer? But Rabbi Shua answered by taking out two pieces of cheese, one from a black goat and one from a white goat. You're right, he said. You can't tell them apart when you look at them at face value. But we just said that when we cry, it's not for grief and just about what we lost. Yes, it's about what we lost, but it's a hope to get back to that. It's a hope for the future, which of course an egg is. An egg is a symbol of this rebirth. And even out of the ashes where we said it looks as though everything's dead, it is not dead. And he said, you know, even the goats look identical in terms of Yom Kippur. You could talk about black goats and white goats, but you know what? On Yom Kippur, we bring two goats, and we spoke about two goats a number of times. See previous podcasts for more information. And we bring these two identical goats on Yom Kippur, and they look absolutely, we can't tell them apart. One of them goes to the Mizbeach, to the Beis HaMikdash. Wow! The other one is thrown off a cliff. The scapegoat, that's the origin of the word scapegoat, as you know, couldn't possibly be more different. One is to Hashem and one is painful. But understand this, that Tisha B'Av itself is actually the 22nd day. And the 22nd day in the Yom HaNoraim is Shemini Atzeres, the acceptance of the Torah. Now we're told on Tisha B'Av, the reason that we lay in Eichel, which is Aleph Base, all the way through, acrostic, and because the pay came before the iron, as we explain, they were smitten with Chaf Beis, with 22, the 22 letters of the Torah. The 22nd day, that day which is the pain, is also, as we said, the birth of Mashiach. That 22nd day, which looks as though it's all over, is the day where it all looks as though it's ashes, but it's actually out of the ashes that Mashiach comes. It's actually the 22nd day that is Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. Anani HaKavod, as represented by Aaron, in whose merit this came, is the one who brings that goat to Hashem, is the one who shows us that no, not all hope is lost. Out of those depths come the greatest, greatest moments. A chance to restart and live.